Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is Anti Leela, Chapter 3, continuing Chaitanya's Leelas in Jagannath Puri. And this is January 27th, verse 42. Now, at this juncture, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya are meeting, and Sarvabhauma still thinks that at this juncture that Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi and he's too young and he should hear about Dharma and become more fixed as a sannyasi and all these things. And then Lord Chaitanya says, yes, I want to hear from you, please instruct me. So Sarvabhauma is giving shiksha to Lord Chaitanya. That is very interesting. I think Sarvabhauma and Krishna Leela, he's Brihaspati Maharaj. So here Brihaspati Maharaj is instructing his Lord Vishnu, who is appearing in the form of Krishna, also Radha Krishna. Vishnu kriya na karile, parana kaile, kichun nahi, shakshate, e viribale. Sri Chaitanya, listen. The Vedas clearly state that if one does not worship Vishnu and depends on others for his food, he cannot make any advancement. And then he quotes a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4:29, 49-50. Tat karma harito sham yat sa vidya tan matiryata yaya harir deya britam atma swayam prakritir ishvaraha. One's only activities should be those that can please the personality of Godhead. Karma haritoshanam. And education should be such that one becomes elevated to Krishna consciousness. Since Srihari is the supersoul of all living entities who have accepted material bodies within this world, he is the supreme cause and controller of everything. Swayam Ishvara. Tahare se vali dharma karma sarachar Ishvare se piriti janme sammatta sabhar. Real dharma, religious principles, activities, and proper codes of conduct are those by which one develops love for the Supreme Lord. Real religious principles, activities, and proper codes of conduct are those by which one develops love for the Supreme Lord. So all these different religions and faith traditions of the world, they don't have much proper codes of conduct, and not much, they don't advise or and much proper activities. It says, dharma, karma, sadachar. Even the Hindus, they preach, no, you don't have to need, don't need four regular principles. They say, what is this four regular principle? Enjoy, you know, God is merciful, you know, he's compassionate. Follow Rag Marg, you know, do whatever you want. So that this is false. It's not the real thing. Tahari se bali vidya mantra adhyayana. Krishna parapadme jay kariya stiraman. Real education, chanting of mantras, and study of scriptures are those by which one fixes his mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. That's what Krishna says. He said, throw away all these dharmas, just surrender unto me. Fix your mind, always think of me, fix your mind of me, love me, serve me 24 hours a day. This is Dharma. Everyone's Dharma. Hindu, so Indian's Dharma, American's Dharma, Russian's Dharma, Chinese, everybody. And dog's Dharma, everybody's Dharma is this. Just love thy Lord, thy God with all thy thoughts, words, and deeds. This is what Jesus taught. Jesus taught, love thy Father with all thy thoughts, words, and deeds. In other words, modern English. The human beings, they should love their Father, God, with all their thoughts, words, and deeds, actions. Are any Christians doing that? There was one that did that. The one that preached, one guy walked the talk. One Christian walked the talk, Lord Jesus. And he walked the talk. He did that. He was a lover of God, pure devotee. But how many Christians are walking Jesus' talk? I think any Christian that's serious about walking the talk of Jesus, he'll join the Krishna consciousness movement and chant Hare Krishna and dance and follow the four regular principles and be a pure vegetarian and dedicated, surrendered soul. That's a real Christian. A real Christian is a real Dharmist. So then the Dharma becomes one. Ek Dharma. Prem Dharma. Wherever you jiva. Sabara jivana Krishna janaka savar Haina Krishna jena bhaje Sarva vyartha katar. Krishna is the life and father of everyone. Everything is useless for one who does not worship Krishna. Jadibala shankarera Mataseya nahi, tanre abhipraya dasya, tanre mukhe kahi. If you say that because he's assuming in this whole delivery, Sarvabhauma doesn't know that Lord Chaitanya is God, he doesn't know he's a paratattva, and he just assumes he's a young Mayavadi sannyasi because he took ekdanda sannyasi, and so it means he's a follower of the philosophy of Shankaracharya. So he's saying, if you, Sri Chaitanya, say that the philosophy of Shankaracharya, which you follow, because you're Ek Dandi Sannyasi, does not agree with what I'm saying about Krishna, then I will quote his words to prove that he desired also that we service, that we should serve the Lord. And Siddhanta serves what he says. Of course, he's going to quote some statement. And then Siddhanta Saraswati comments. Although Shankaracharya, the founder of the Mayavada or impersonal Advaitin school of thought, did not openly say that worship of Krishna is the eternal duty of the living entities, he considered himself like a Shankaracharya, like a wave of the ocean. A wave is not the ocean. That was his conviction. This is the verse 48 that Sarvabhauma spoke.
Sadyapi beda pagame nata tavaham na mam akiyas tvam samudrahi taranga kwa chana samudrana taranga. Shankaracharya said, O Lord, Nath, although the living entities and the Supreme Brahman are non-different, the living entities are subordinate to you. In other words, their existence is dependent on you. You, however, are never dependent on anyone. Although there are no differences between the ocean and its waves, the existence of the waves is dependent on the ocean. The ocean is never dependent on the waves. So in other words, Sarvabhauma was trying to correct the misconceptions of Lord Chaitanya, which he assumed. He didn't hear anything, but he assumed. In other words, if you were a Vaishnav Tilak, it's assumed that you worship Vishnu. So with Ek Dandi and no Sika and no Brahmin thread, although born a Brahmin, it's assumed that you've taken sannyas and the Advaitin Sampradaya. So he said, one individual spirit soul, Sri Chaitanya, is like a single wave, and it can never become the ocean. So how do you think that you will become the Supreme Brahman? Because they say Tattvam Asi. That's one of the Vedanta Sutras which they meditate on. Tattvam Asi. You are that. You, Tvam Asi, are that, Tat. That means you are that Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi, Tat Tvamasi. Yes, I am Brahman. I am that Brahman. I am Para Brahman. Namo Narayan. Nyadyapiya Jagate Ishvare Bede Nai Sarvamaya Paripuna Ache Sarvatani. Although there is no difference between the Supreme Lord and this material world, Jagat Ishvara Bede Nai. Ishvara Bhagavan is present everywhere as a complete whole. Tabu tama haite se hai jache ami. Ami haite nahi kabu hai jacha tume. Still I have come from you.
You have never come for me. Jena sumudrerase taranga loke bale tarangera samudrana haya konakale.
As people say, those waves of the ocean, they will never... As people say, those waves of the ocean, they will never say the ocean of the waves.
Or waves on the ocean. Ateva jagat tumar. Ateva jagata tumar tumi pita. Iha loke parloke tumi se rakshita.
Therefore you are the proprietor and father of the universe. You are the protector in this life and the next.
Sarvabhauma goes on. Jahoite haya janma jekare palan tare je nabhaje barja haya sejan.
Anyone who does not worship the person from whom he is born and by whom he is maintained is fit to be rejected.
E shankara vakya e abhiprai iha na janiya mat ki kara yamudai.
Sri Chaitanya, these are the statements and intentions of Shankaracharya. So, like you, why would one shave his head without understanding this?
Sanijasi haya niravadi narayan bali beka prema bhakti jogi anakshan.
A sannyasi should constantly chant the name of Narayan with love and devotion.
Prema bhakti. Anukshan. Nabujiya sankara charyera bhiprai bhakti chari matta mudaiya dukapai. Hatte vatomare se kayet ami hena patte pravishta hoilake kine tumi.
Therefore I ask you, Sri Chaitanya, why have you taken this path of advaitin mayavad sannyas?
Jari Krishna bhakti joge kariba udhar tave shika sucha tyage kon labya ar.
If you wish to deliver the world by distributing Krishna bhakti, then what need is there to give up your shika and Brahman thread?
Shika sutra tyag. Kon labyar.
What do you gain? What do you gain by this? How does it enhance your presentation?
Jadi bala madavendra adi mahabhag tanharo kari jache shika sutra tyag.
You may say that great personalities like Madhavendra Puri have also given up their shikas and Brahman threads,
which apparently he did. Tarapiya tomara sannyasa kari bhar. E samaya e mate hai vyadikar.
Still, you are not ready to accept sannyas.
Se sava mahanta shesha tri bhaga vayas gramya rasa bunjaya se karila sannyas.
All those great souls relish material enjoyment and took sannyas after 3/4 of their lives had passed.
Jovana pravesha matra sakale tamar ke mate vahayiba sanyase adhikar.
You have just entered the prime of your life. You're a young man. You're only 24. Handsome, beautiful, effulgent, robust, charming, daring. So how can you be qualified to take sannyas?
Paramarte sannyase ki karibe tomare je bhakti hai jache. Tomara sharire.
What is the use of accepting sannyas when you already have developed devotional sentiments before that?
Yogin dradi savaraje durlab prasad tabehin tabikene karijache e mata pramad.
This bhakti, Krishna bhakti, is rarely attained even by the best of yogis. Those Indras among the yogis, those lords and masters of yoga. So why have you made such a mistake?
Pramad. How have you become so pramad, bewildered, totally cracked, crazy?
Krishna Rena Mada, pramad. Concentrated, absolutely, totally crazy.
Not just mada, but pramada.
Shuni bhakti joga sarva bhomera vachan. Bharashuki haila.
Gaurachandra Narayan, Gaur Narayan. After hearing Sarvabhauma's glorification of bhakti, Lord Gaurachandra became greatly pleased. So he was using him as a means to bring out all these teachings, as Lord Chaitanya later in Godavari, Rajmundari, he used Ramananda Roy to bring out all the teachings by asking him questions about prema and this and that. Even Ramananda Roy is saying, I am like a puppet and you're making me dance. I'm like a parrot, you're making me speak. These words are actually your words coming through my mouth. But anyway, this is your lila. Lord Chaitanya said, well, how do you attain the goal of life? What's the best way? And he said, you know, karma. And then he said, no, and then he said, karma sannyas and karma mishra bhakti, then dasya bhava. And then Lord Chaitanya said, ego, ago kare, go higher, go higher. Then he finally said, sarva dharman prittaja, mame kam shanam raja, in Gita. He says, Krishna says in the Gita. Then Lord Chaitanya heard this. No, this is not it. Go higher. So even Krishna himself was rejecting Gita as a lower. Then, being very pleased, Gaurachandra Narayan was very pleased with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So then he replied to him. And then the Leela continued. And we'll continue that with next class. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Brihaspati Deva Ki Jai. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.